Okay, hi everybody, and good evening to you, or afternoon. Probably most of you are at this hour from the United States, and we are continuing our vigil. And Tuya will be with us shortly after we have our introduction. Concerning the developments. Now, I want to say we brought up the question of Mike Pence yesterday, and an astrological question was asked. It was probably about the 25th Amendment, but I wanted to convey to you the sense that I believe there are some physiognomic features which reveal something of his time of birth. Now, what I'm going to do, if I can, is go back to the basic, and I'm just going to show you these pictures of him. And what you will notice that is he has extraordinarily deep set eyes. If you went through the various pictures, you would see that. Now, in this picture, for instance, I hope you can see, he has the distinguishing Leo line across his nose, which shows that his ruling planets are likely to be in Leo, and that instead of being a double Gemini, with the sun in Gemini and the moon in the last degree of Gemini, I believe he has the moon in Cancer, which gives the deep-set eyes along with Scorpio. Those are the two signs which physiognomically give you the kind of expression around the eyes and the introversion that he has. Now, this could mean Scorpio is the ascendant, and he's certainly known how to be quiet when he has to. The Mars is the ruler, and it's in Leo, and if late Libra were the ascendant, the ruling planet would also be in Leo. So he has Leo distinguishing characteristics. Probably you cannot see it very well. Let's see if I can do this. You'll notice that there is a bulge at the earlobe. And that is usually a sign of Scorpio. Cancer doesn't have it, Gemini doesn't have it, but Scorpio does, and Taurus. So I'm suspecting a Scorpio ascendant, but I'm very convinced of a conservative Cancer moon. And this gives him his conservative religious bias, plus, I think, a sixth ray soul. He is an introverted person. You can even see that in the way that the thumb of the hand works, compared with Trump's Leo ascendant and the thumb turned outward. I just wanted to pick up on that because I thought it was interesting, and questions about his horoscope had been raised yesterday. All right, now I'll go back to something else. Let's see here. I know I'm somewhere. Okay. And let's see the chat. Yeah, we have a number of us here. And let's see, we're going to pick up the chat in just a minute. Sometimes, you know, there was one of those pictures that looked distinctly, he had the Clint Eastwood look. He doesn't look very much like Clint Eastwood at all, but in one of them he did, which is a combination of Gemini, Scorpio. So, you know, he's an internal, deep thinker. And very different in temperament from the occupant of the White House. Now, going back to where we were. Let's see if I can. Yeah. Tuya will be here shortly. And basically, I'm looking at this. Okay. Now, I want to say a few things. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, he's an Austrian. He's not the only one to have noticed parallels between what's happening now in the United States and the rabble-scrabble rise of the Nazi Party in Germany in the 20s. And the so-called beer hall putsch, which was an attempt to overcome the government of the time. There, it's such a complex situation following World War I and the idea that the Germans of the time felt betrayed and they needed scapegoats and they found them. And very strong antisocial movements arose, chief of which were the Nazi Party. And the Weimar Republic was weak, and eventually it was overcome. Now, parallels have been offered. I haven't read the whole article by Schwarzenegger, but he warns us, and others have warned us, that our problem is not simply being rid of the individual who deserves an ignominious exit. Our problem is in the psyche of the beast. What I want to point out is that this is a Martian phenomenon, and that the Mars is a less sacred planet than the Earth. Sometimes we can look at Venus, Earth, and Mars as a triangle. And Mars is portrayed by the cross above the circle, Earth by the cross within the circle, and Venus by the circle above the cross. We're not there yet. But there are those entities who, as monads, are called the recurring sons of war. They're also the cyclic sons of peace. It's a more Venusian thing, the cyclic sons of peace. Okay. But I'm convinced that the very same forces that engineered the Axis powers have been let loose in the United States. And this is a reflection not just of planetary evil, which is the result of ignorance and is inescapable, but of deliberate cosmic evil, orchestrated through through six leaders in the East and six leaders in the West, and he tells us not to speculate about who they are and what their methods may be at this moment, because he says it's dangerous and useless. So these very same forces are grabbing hold of the mass mind. Now it's turning out that the invasion of, let's call it, the temple of democracy, I mean, you know, at least in the United States, different countries have their own temples of democracy, but certainly the capital in the United States is a major, major one, turns out to have been much more violent and horrifying than people suspected in the beginning. Arrests are being made around the country, maybe 80 arrests by the FBI, something like that. But the things that are being said are frightening, and they are nihilistic and self-sacrificial in the sense that, you know, I'm willing to die for the demigod Trump. You know, so it is insane. A type of insanity is gripping certain radical types who have not yet emerged from the hall of ignorance. They have not emerged from the first tier of petals in the egoic lotus. And they are dangerous participants in the mass mind. It turns out, too, that police were involved and elected officials. The contamination is considerable. Now, it's if we don't stop this, we will have on our hands something very similar to what happened in post-World War I Germany. Of course, Germany had a Pisces personality, and they were mediumistically sensitive and capable of being obsessed. Master Moria, in his books in the 20s, writes about an epidemic of obsession. But remember how much Gemini is receiving messages. And we have a Gemini personality too. And in the United States, there is a vulnerability as well due to the duality, the focused duality of the battle between the dweller on the threshold of humanity and the angel of the presence. So there is a vulnerability. In any case, we are on the verge of the beast, 666, which is the Martian number and is controlled by desire. We're on the verge of having the beast released. As a matter of fact, it is out there and looking for targets, state houses, governments, and of course, there is a big danger. Although the Secret Service seems to say they have it under control, that there will be an attack upon the inauguration. And maybe there will be a pre-attack on the 17th of January, and people will bring their weapons. So something has to be done because the ignorance is deep. Whether it is the 25th Amendment, or whether it is an impeachment, which perhaps has to go on under the new administration, the trial itself, something has to be done because it cannot be allowed to pass. And one has to see whether the lessons of World War II, in this case, have been learned, or whether the reincarnated aspects of some of those rebellious types who were the heart and soul of the Nazi Party have simply transferred their location and are now representing the forces of cosmic evil, but in the home of one of the victors in the war. DK warned about the United States and that it was a menace, a danger to world peace. And we're seeing the possibility of it here. Now, the method to combat this is firmness, occult methods, and education. Education, education, for those who can be reached. The Christ said, "I come to bring not peace, but the sword." And so far, the necessary discrimination between evil, venality, selling your soul for your ambition, that discrimination is not yet made. How far will it go before the discrimination can be made? Because all of this is leading up to the preparation for humanity to understand what is the Christ and his hierarchy and the angel of the presence, and what is the beast, what is the dweller on the threshold. DK said an interesting thing. He said the real danger in Germany was not only the totalitarianism, but the awakening of the ancient gods. Now, you know, Wagner, somehow his operas in the Ring cycle portrayed these various deities, and also a hero who would emerge, and his name was Percival. And his last opera, Parsifal, was of the decidedly Christian type. And there was a kind of victory in it. And it was an emergence from the ancient gods, even though Hitler listened to a lot of Wagner, they say. But it's very interesting that there's a metaphysical danger, the revival of the ancient gods. Now, that was what it was for Germany. What it we saw the man with horns, you know what I mean? It's not by accident, and it's some kind of old form, and he's a QAnon believer, and they believe horrific things. We have lost our connection with truth. At least many millions have, and it's a very dangerous thing, because who knows what can be concocted as the truth and believed in by the gullible masses. So the situation is serious externally, in terms of safety of a true representative government, and it's serious and dangerous occultly, and probably will be for the remainder of the 21st century, until, as Madame Blavatsky says, occultism wins the day, must win the day, by the end of the 21st century. So anyway, we're waiting until Monday, when which is tomorrow here, tomorrow for you too probably, whether articles of impeachment are delivered, whether the 25th Amendment is somehow invoked by an indecisive vice president. That kind of points to the whole Libra thing a bit. And we have to follow it very closely, because as the psychiatric evaluators warn us, the less time there is, the crazier he gets. And they just said, this is not politics. This is psychiatrists talking. This is not politics, as usual. This is psychopathological narcissism. This is psychopathology. So this is a serious situation, and our efforts, our nightly efforts, whatever time it is for you, you know, here it's midnight. our efforts are important in our own little way. Identifying with a new group of world servers, we just keep that funnel open for the higher forces to descend, and we stand in spiritual being the best we can, and we guard and protect and see ourselves as a tiny aspect of the great defending wall. That's my cheerful news for the moment. And let's take a look at what you have to say, and then we'll get on to our meditation. Okay, I hope. Now, wait a second. Unfortunately, yeah, I want to, everybody in the meeting, I kept it in the way. Yeah, there's the Schwarzenegger. Thank you, Heike. He's a good man, Schwarzenegger. You know, he's got a sense of humor, and he's intelligent, and he's played his role. From Jesse, saying the House could delay sending impeachment articles to the Senate, Clyburn says. He's the sort of the grand old man, the man of the Southern Democratic establishment, and especially representing the black people. The House could vote as soon as Tuesday on charging President Trump with inciting a mob that attacks the Capitol, but top leaders want to avoid hamstringing the first days of, you know, the 100 days, the mythical 100 days when you're supposed to get all this accomplished. They want to avoid taking the attention away. But, you know, when you have the elephant in the room, literally, it's not so easy to overlook. Anyway, they'd like to, some of them, not take tension away from the first 100 days of Biden's presidency. With an all-consuming Senate trial, what a way to begin. Heike is saying, heard one of the conspiracy people, Simon Park from the UK, tell his mostly American but also international followers that Trump will be inaugurated in the White House. Well, it certainly seems unlikely, but people are saying everything and opposite things. So that's why we have to remain vigilant. And for man, forgive me if you already talked about this, but do you have thoughts about Mars conjunct Uranus on Inauguration Day? Yeah, explosions. Mars, Uranus, earthquakes, explosions, breakthroughs, destructions of rings past not.
Michael, which house they are? And
what, dear?
Which house they are?
I don't know. I haven't gone to look. It would depend because, you know, it will be there, but it depends on where you are geographically as to what house and what time of day.
I mean that what is the house there in
United in Washington, D.C. at 12 o'clock. Well, I guess I could...
Can you look and also what time Sun is moving to Aquarius? And I think it has moved to Aquarius, has it?
No. No, it would be Jupiter, and I think Sun is very much... oh, I see what you mean. All right. Okay. Now, let me take one thing at a time. Anyway, Joe says, I pray for understanding, don't we all? Goodness, thank you for that thought. And excuse me if you're looking at a bunch of gobbledygook here, but I'm going to just try to make up a new chart. Inauguration, and it's 20th of January, and it's 12 Sorry. I have two keyboards here. Okay, 12 and let's see, district. I hope I can get this of Colombia. So it's not Finland, it's United States. Okay, that's not working. I don't want that.
Attention to Aquarius, January 19th, 3:41 p.m. in Washington, Eastern.
Okay, so it's the day before. Okay.
The day before, 3:41 p.m. East in New York, Eastern.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's. I'm having difficulty here with the place. Has to be. I want the place to be. I'll just call it. What is rising? Washington D.C. Washington D.C. Every time I go into Washington D.C., I have trouble. And I'm not getting it. Washington, D.C. And unfortunately, it looks like the state of Washington.
District of Columbia?
Yeah, I tried that. Let's see if we can do it again. It didn't work the first time.
Michael, why do we see only partially your screen?
Because I told you I couldn't... I couldn't do it. Unfortunately, maybe is Jessie with us? I think she gets the horoscopes quick.
Catherine is saying sun in the 10th conjunction midheaven, Taurus rising.
Well, yeah. The sun will always be conjunct the midheaven at noon there, or very close. And for some reason, I'm just really having trouble getting Washington. I'm just going to try that. I don't want to take time. Okay. Washington. I got it. Okay. Got it. That's good. And I'll be able to show the inauguration. Okay, hold on just one second. Sorry for the delay. Dynamic and animate chart. Okay, and I'm going to switch to a different mode, and this is it. All right, so that is what I think Catherine had said, and the question had originally been, where are Mars and Uranus? Well, there they are in the 12th house, and they're very close. So the question is, will it be a hidden explosion? That's the issue.
The sun, we cannot see the chart.
Oh, you cannot see the chart. Hold on.
Yeah.
You should be able to see the chart. You should be able, now you should be able to see it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. Here it is. Mars, Moon, very close. And yes, but closer yet, Mars, Uranus. And the black moon is rising. And Sun is conjunct Saturn. And always at noon, the sun is very close to the midheaven. It's not exact because we have standard time.
And Venus is in 15 degrees.
Yes, it is. And more even possibly dangerous is Pluto is conjunct the midheaven. So, it is transformational. And there's something hidden here. And the 12th house, I don't like the 12th house there, but okay. It's the Mars-Uranus is the explosion behind the scenes. Now, maybe they managed to the security, and that is stopped. Because it looks like there's a square from Saturn to the Mars-Uranus, and that's good, because that at least is the authorities stopping the situation. The sun has moved, as you said, into Aquarius. That's correct. Thank you on that, Yvonne. And but Pluto is on the midheaven. And so those undercurrent forces do emerge. I think, you know, that's enough to get the idea. And let's just see here. Venus at Capricorn, as you said. But that in itself is okay. That's okay.
No, I mean that there are these 0 and 15 degrees, which are those.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are important points, especially in the fixed signs. They're very important. Because that
It's in every sign, they are these magical points.
Okay. 0 and 15. Okay. Okay. Let's see what Pluto says in terms of... well, that's neither here nor there. That's that particular Sabian symbol. And let's just see what this says. Rulerships, info, degree, mode, general, 27th degree. A mountain pilgrimage is the degree of the midheaven at exactly noon. Of course, it takes a little while to swear the president in. But that is a good degree. However, the presence of Pluto and Capricorn on the midheaven, it will have passed, by the way, by a couple of degrees, is a serious consideration. And behind the scenes, in the 12th house, hidden enemies, as the old type of astrology used to call it, we have the Mars-Uranus conjunction, which is breakthroughs and explosions. In other words, if you want to break a ring pass knot, you choose Mars-Uranus. But it looks like it is regulated by the Saturn-Jupiter square. In this case, the square can be very useful. This square, this. Okay, so we will attend, obviously, the inauguration the best we can and be present. And we'll continue to work esoterically about full protection. Now, let me go back to the chat.
Yeah, Catherine says, Moon will be at 29 Aries, the same position of Mars on the day of the Capitol attack.
Yeah, it's a void of course, Moon. You know what void of course means? That the Moon makes, or a planet makes, no other aspects before it leaves the sign. It makes no other connections before it leaves the sign. That in itself means that what is intended, whichever way it is, does not happen. Now, if we're talking about the violent part, that would be good. Okay, excuse me just a minute. I want to...
Michael, what could energies can be invoked is the Perseus who is slaying the Medusa.
Well, I think, you know, obviously we can get something good out of this. There's no question. And the light can shine, you know, the light of Taurus. And again, that's in the 15th degree of the fixed signs. The as pointed out, the Mars-Uranus conjunction in the same degree, only 5 minutes of arc apart. Am I circling that now? Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That is some kind of disturbance behind the scenes. It does seem, however, to be regulated by the square. And more will be brought to light with Uranus, with Pluto on the midheaven. And, you know, will it go off? Will it occur as it's supposed to? I think so. But there will be attempts. All right. A little bit more, please. And then I'll leave the horoscope up there, okay? And then Tuya can put her own for the meditation. And how they handle this impeachment thing and whether they delay it or not, okay. Let's just see what those who are savvy in this area think about. Okay, and Joe is saying, I pray for understanding on how to respond to family members and close friends who ally themselves with the insurrectionists. It's basically, in my opinion, Joe, simply the result of the degree of evolution that people have passed through. When they've suffered enough and when they have passed the stage of individualism, they cannot identify with the insurrectionists. But there's not much one can do to hasten that except to radiate, which is what service really is, and to say the appropriate thing. District of Columbia, yes, yes, Diane. Okay, Catherine O'Brien, sign of the 10th. Conjunct midheaven, Taurus rising. Thank you, Catherine. Dan, trying to be logical, the most important thing to me seems to be able to keep the world safe for 10 days. Yeah, that's what it boils down to, right? But of course, we realize that it could be just the beginning. Remember, the beer hall putsch was just the beginning. It didn't succeed. Hitler was imprisoned for less than a year out of his 5-year sentence. And these people are going to be imprisoned. The word is going around that the insurrectionists might even be pardoned by the man. So Pence seems to be holding the key. And of course, if he was Libra rising, that would be an excruciating decision at this moment. Holding the 25th in his pocket seems to be the most powerful check of Trump, certainly the most immediate one. When we get that elephant out of the room, that way in 10 days. And I'm hoping strength and wisdom guide him and try to oversee that, try to see him surrounded by the light so that he can, in short order, make the correct decision. Thank you. You say this is opposed to impeachment, which... yeah, it just keeps the fire brewing endlessly, on and on. Moon will be 29th of Aries, the same position of Mars on the day of the capital attack. Usually when the moon is void, of course, something intended does not complete. Let's hope it's not the inauguration, and let's hope that it is these movements behind the scenes that come to nothing. Does Pluto's square to Mars Uranus mean anything significant? It does, but it's not really. Pluto is at 24 degrees, and Mars Uranus is at 6 of what? Taurus. So it's not really a square, but yes, it could. If it were really of a tight aspect, it would be extremely explosive, if it were the case. Okay. Is there anybody that wants to say anything? So I'm sure we all feel, little people that we are, we all feel a deep sense of responsibility regarding the events that are brewing, you know, plans to disrupt the inauguration, maybe violently, who knows. But we feel our sense of responsibility in protecting. And Margie says she's feeling the need to support the nearly 700,000 people living in DC. And of course, we can do that, and you can do that every day using the appropriate light and the appropriate mantrams. Lee Mitchell, it appears that Pence, like very many, humanity itself is facing a huge decision on soul level, selflessness or its opposite, including ambition. Yeah, just shrinking back, you know, because it can't be very pleasant when the violent intruders are screaming out, "Hang Mike Pence." Perhaps he had certain thoughts about the man who sent the invaders in at that moment. Anyway, he was hastened to a secure location. But those kinds of thoughts in the air are disturbing, to say the least. Mars, Uranus is sextile. Well, if we're looking at the same chart, maybe, I don't know if you're looking at Pence's chart, but I'm just looking at the chart of the inauguration, and they are conjunct. So maybe you're looking at something else. Huh? What? Oh, in the 1776 chart. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is progressive, very progressive, when they are sextile or trine. It does mean you can break through, but right now we need Saturn, which is the sense of security, to hold things in order. Okay. That seems to be it then. Well, we'll do our job. And transiting Mars, Uranus, sextile, the 1776 Jupiter, Venus. Well, I think, you know, we can get good things out of this. The important thing from Biden's point of view is not to back down. And the important thing from the Secret Service is to protect him and the vice president coming and many members of government. It's a huge responsibility, and it's been taken seriously now, of course, for maybe months, I suppose, how to deal with this. Okay.
So now we are ready for meditation, and we do the same meditation, the clamor meditation, and focus still upon the lies. And also we will have, we started yesterday, these calling angelic help for protection, and now we will continue of that. But let us just start with this deep breath and center ourselves. We can reflect this mystery in Capricorn. What does it mean that Hercules is descending into hell? And in order to free Prometheus, the solar angel, it's a huge thing when one thinks about evolution. How many millions of years it has been taking to come to that point. And if we think Krupp as disciple, or aspirant, what is that what should be redeemed now in the United States? And as a group, as we have been doing these meditations, that we imaginatively, we visualize ourselves around the governmental triangle, what includes the White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. Let us again center ourselves, visualizing how we are standing within and as a great army of implacable spiritual will. And the will is that what is supposed to be used in order to do the labor in Capricorn. That is something what we have to remember. Let us align with the mission of the Christ to bring heaven to earth, and in that whole process, the soul of United States has role to play. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be within us. Let us welcome his presence. We focus upon the Dharma of United States I light the way. Let us now unite with our co-workers and triangle members. And let us have really real sense of the connectiveness of the web of aspirants and disciples around the planet. We call their help as well to stand with us. So we have very strong sense of the group who is now at present. Michael, Anne, Asha, Barbara, Carl, Catherine, Sherry, Cindy, Dan, Debo, Diane, Elizabeth, Heike, Jean, Tracy, Joe, Joseph, Julie, Karen Kritzka, Karen Johansen, Catherine, I.N., Laura, Lee, Linda, and Linda Woodward, Margie, Marianne, Martha, Mary, Mirna, Miro, Nisa, Risto, Sandy, Tia, Vivienne, Yvonne, and Veronica, and Toya. Just find the quality of the group and the living presence of the group. The protective formula. We are going to make the cross of divinity from forehead to heart, from left eye to right eye. And while we are uttering these affirmations, forehead, as a soul, I work in light, heart, and darkness cannot touch me. Left eye, I take my stand within the light. Right eye, I work, and from that point, I never move. See this cross shining in front of you, as in front of every single member. The cross of protection, cross of divinity. The three preparatory stages. One, let us focus now with the dual light of matter, of etheric physical, with the light in the mind, of mental, light in the citta. To a light of matter, etheric, physical, and the light of the mental. Two. Let us meditate now on soul contact. Visualize and recognize the soul light. See the scent of this light. Three. Now see the fusion all these two lesser lights with the soul light, the light of reasoning, reason, within the mental body. All these lights in a fusion, the dual light and the mental light and the soul light. And now let us say together, the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day. The formula. Visualize the great searchlight, the fusion of these two lesser lights with the soul light, which now have been created, and turn its light upon the astral plane. And then the group says together, radiance are we and power. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. We use now the weapon of light. And pause a moment. And invoke spiritual will by using the Antahkarana. Sense this living interplay between the sacrifice petals, synthesis petals, linking with the atmic plane of spiritual will, and in your creative imagination, monad, direct line or will, in your consciousness, be aware now of your highest aspect of your being. Using the beam we have generated, and you can reflect the labor of Capricorn in Capricorn here, how Hercules were using his will. We stand as a great army of implacable spiritual will. The silence of a loving heart, we say as one group. With power upon its beam, the light is focused on the goal. Clamor to be dissipated today for us is lie, and lies which are focused in media, in social media and press, which then leads millions to confusion, through which the Black Lords works. We throw the light upon the glamour of lies. And the words of power are uttered. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the clamor of lies in all forms of media and press. The power of our united light negates the quality of the clamor from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind the glamour of lies, which is holding the media, social and all kinds, we are standing in deep unification and strongly aligned vertically. The will is pouring through the crook. Visualize the group standing within the wheel. Together, the protective cross of divinity shining forth through the group. We visualize the lights, search light of dual light with the soul light, penetrating into the clamor of lies, focused media, social media, press, whatever form of information, where lies this vast overshadowing vampire, which leads millions into confusion. False goals and standards, and through which the dark forces are able to work. The clamor which is vitiating human living and hierarchical planning against right human relations, unity and loving cooperation. We are now going to have 5 minutes silence, and during the silence produces the weakening and dissipation of the clamor of lies. Now 5 minutes silence. Let us see the clamor of lies that it has weakened and dissipated. All forms or media. We see that in White House, all lies are dissipated. In Capitol. In Supreme Court. We recognize the intensity of purpose and how it has been deepened which the work was seen proceeding. We see hierarchy stance and the group on this side of the veil is learning to stand. In this unified field of intensity of purpose, we also utter the great invocation number 2, and Michael will lead us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall, the rule of evil now must end.
And we visualize that the rule of evil in all kinds of forms, but particularly in lies, has ended in the governmental triangle. And we demand the truth. We are standing there in the sacred circle, and we turn our eyes and our inner connection with Master R. And the Christ. And we demand the truth which is freely flowing through all governmental activities. I am the way, the truth, and the life, said Christ. This Christ principle has to be established and is now established. Let us imagine in White House the truth every worker responding to these vibrations of the truth. Oh. In capital, truth. In Supreme Court, the truth. And as we have been using the visualization, let us continue. All the magazines, papers, whatever publications you can think of, or radio, broadcasts, TV, everywhere. The truth. Truth. Mm-hmm. every human being has a right for truth. Young or old, everyone has right for the truth. Now we turn towards the angels, angels of protection, Archangel Michael and his group. We are now invoking for all of these points of the Kalimental Triangle a special protection. We use also visualization. We call Archangel Michael and his saving force to protect the process of inauguration, that it will be safe and all illegal activities will be put in leash in the subtle ways that we are working. Whatever is planned, and if it is planned against the noble inauguration, will be caught beforehand. No harm to people or other kingdoms. We call Archangel Michael and his forces of protection to build the energetic protective field. Let us visualize that there is emanating three guardian angels which are now landing in on the top of the points of the Kalimental Triangle above White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. Archangel now standing in the center, protecting Christ. We visualize the four protective angels in the four corners of White House, and the emanation of Archangel Michael in the highest. We call protection. And Capitol. We call, invoke four guardian angels into four directions of Capitol, an emanation of Archangel Michael on the top. Building the protective field. And now, Supreme Court, we invoke the four protective guardian angels into four direction of Supreme Court. And the emanation of Archangel Michael on the top. May the protective field be built and we call also the angels for help for all Washington DC and everywhere to now hold all this process in leash. That whatever, if there is planned, it will just die down and it can be caught before it brings any harm. And visualize now the beautiful rose descending over the aura of United States, just calming everything. And we hold this visualization and we will work tomorrow with the soul ray, but just letting these angels transform the energies. As we have been working during these past days and weeks, we hold our position still, so we do not imaginatively leave. We just keep on standing. So whenever you have possibility, reflect the rose color now during this one day that these angels can work, who are willing to help, and who has come and the Christ who have been sending the help from the inner side. So now we withdraw our searchlight back upon the mental plane. And we can see this searchlight is shut off. We visualize that the work had been done and it has been successful. Ooh. May thy will be done, not ours. Thank you, dearest friends. And tomorrow we will continue at 8 p.m. GMT. Thank you.